What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. One of my personal favorite quotes, albeit very controversial, according to social media, is entrepreneurship is a test of endurance, not intellect. I love this idea. A lot of people gave me a lot of hate for this idea, but let me explain my rationale. Because everybody thinks they've got the next billion-dollar idea, but most people talk a big game about disruption and world-changing innovation, then flame out in this spectacular fashion. There is this assumption that you need to be a genius to build a business, and this is wrong. Here's the thing. Being a genius can sometimes be your downfall. Crazy intelligence comes with overthinking, second-guessing everything, and getting paralyzed by analysis. So, what is the alternative? It's grit. It's stick-with-itness. That is the unstoppable force. See, starting and running a business is hard, like really soul-crushingly hard. It feels like the universe is constantly testing your limits. It's rejection. It's disappointment. It's late nights fueled by cheap coffee and sheer stubbornness. It's wanting to throw in the towel more times than you can count. But something magical happens if you hang in there long enough. You survive those seemingly impossible moments. You develop this mental toughness that can't be taught in a classroom. And that, my friends, is where intellect finally gets to shine. When you face a fire, all those smarts become truly dangerous. So what does this mean? Well, it means a few things. You don't have to have the perfect plan to get started because no business model survives first contact with reality anyways. Action always trumps ideas. Start moving, start messing up, start learning. You can refine your intellect as you go along. And you're probably tougher than you think. It is shocking what you can put up with when you decide not to quit. So the idea of entrepreneurship is a test of endurance that isn't replacing intellect, but is unlocking the power of intellect, okay? So you have to do it long enough so that you start to understand what you have to do. So when we take this a step further, I'm not discounting smarts. There is a sweet spot where resilience and grit unlocks the true potential of your brain power. But while you're building and you're developing resilience and you're applying grit, you are getting smarter. You are getting more data points that you can now work with. So let's dig a little bit deeper into these two concepts and how they play together. Think of endurance as the earning the right phase. So when you're first starting out, there's this temptation to focus on the genius idea, the sexy pitch deck, the fancy strategy jargon that you learned in business school. But in reality, you don't have the experience to fully leverage those things. In the beginning, it's about proving to yourself and the world that you won't back down. It's about embracing uncertainty, working insane hours, and finding creative ways to solve those thousand little problems that pop up every day. With each obstacle you overcome, you build a track record of success, even if they're small wins, and this earns you two critical things: perspective, suddenly those textbook theories start to make sense in the context of your real world battles. Your intellectual toolkit becomes way more useful once you've got actual problems to solve, and it gives you confidence. Beating back failure builds unwavering self-belief. When you know you can weather the storm, your ideas start to flow better and decisions feel less agonizing. See, the magic happens when you combine grit with this newly unlocked intellect. You'll see things that others miss. You can make better, faster choices informed by both your gut instinct and hard-won knowledge. I want to illustrate this with a quick story. So imagine two founders building a social media app. Person A is the stereotypical genius obsessed with the latest AI and having the most cutting-edge features. Person B is all grit, focusing on building a simple but fun user experience and a strong community. At first, person A might get all the attention, but over time, the app is bloated, buggy, users get confused, whatever it is. Or it doesn't even take to market and it's not even received well. Person B's app, while not as flashy, is sticky because people actually like using it. Now person B, through trial and error, starts to get a feel for what the audience or the customer really wants, and suddenly they're in a position to leverage their smarts and iterate towards something genuinely groundbreaking. What is the lesson here? It's not about discounting intellect. It's about understanding that true intellectual firepower comes from the experience forged in the grit. And when you're listening to this, some of you may be saying and thinking, so are you saying I just have to suffer and eventually I'll figure it all out? Well, yes and no. This isn't about needless struggle. It's about something I like to call deliberate resilience. There's a difference between being stubborn and being strategically persistent. Grit without a dose of self-reflection just turns you into a martyr for your business. Here's where your intellect should be laser focused as you're enduring the entrepreneurial journey. Feedback loops are your best friend. You've survived, that's great, but what did you actually learn? Analyze your wins and your losses. This builds your pattern recognition engine, making future decisions sharper. Get tactical with your tenacity. Be relentless about reaching your goals, but flexible on how you got there. If something isn't working, don't double down on stupidity. Pivot, adjust, and try again using your hard-won experience. Don't confuse motion with progress. Working hard is commendable, but working hard on something that gets you nowhere, not so commendable. So pause. Make sure your endurance is aligned with your long-term vision. Let's be honest. The world is not fair. Being the smartest or the hardest worker doesn't guarantee you entrepreneurial success. But here's what I've observed consistently. Those who combine endurance with continuous mental refinement are the ones who defy the odds. Let me say that one more time. Those who combine endurance with continuous mental refinement are the ones who defy the odds. This is where a concept like the growth mindset that you hear so much about becomes essential. If you believe your intellect is fixed, failure feels paralyzing. But with a growth mindset, every setback is an opportunity to get smarter. Endurance gives you the time to cultivate that mindset. So let me give you a classic example. Dyson vacuum. James Dyson failed over 5,000 times before producing a working prototype. Now, did he just stubbornly brute force his way through? Absolutely not. Each failure taught him something, fueling a relentless pursuit of a better design. The intellect was always there, but endurance gave him the time and space to make it truly effective. All right, so let's get introspective for a second because the truth can hurt. Do you have limiting beliefs sabotaging your growth? Are you someone who easily gets discouraged, assuming you're not smart enough, or do you take the losses personally, making yourself the victim rather than focusing on what you can control? If those questions hit a nerve, it is time to work on both your mind and your metal. A ton of entrepreneurs have these issues. By getting over these issues and understanding the right answers to those questions, meaning you can't have limiting beliefs, you can't get discouraged, you are smart enough, you can't take losses personally, you are not a victim, you have to focus on what you can control. When you can answer those questions, all of a sudden you can persevere for an unreasonable amount of time, which then again fuels that continuous growth and intellect feedback loop. So to wrap up, we have flipped the script on the idea of entrepreneurship being about genius level intellect. We know that you have to do it for a significant period of time Now, the question is, what are you going to do with this knowledge? Here's the deal. Everyone wants the glory and success of a great business that's making millions of dollars, but few are willing to put in the grueling, unglamorous work required to unlock the potential of their own minds. This is your advantage if you decide to embrace it. A lot of personal development stuff is fluffy and motivational, but let's be real here. Cultivating true endurance, true grit, is uncomfortable. It means confronting your weaknesses, getting honest about your blind spots, pushing yourself way past your previous comfort zone. See, this isn't a one-time thing. It is a daily practice woven into the very fabric of your entrepreneurial life. So here's what I want you to start thinking about. Your mental game is everything. Can you handle self-doubt and push forward anyways? Are you willing to learn from failure rather than be destroyed by it? Can you manage your focus in this sea of unrelenting chaos, which is building a business? This is the real foundation of success. I want you to think about investing in your intellectual stamina. Just like building muscles at the gym, your brain needs constant workouts to grow stronger. This means deliberate learning, challenging your own assumptions, and seeking out people who force you to think bigger. And lastly, endurance compounds. Each small win, each learned lesson, each time you refuse to give up, this adds up. That's why people with average intellect but relentless drive often outperform those initial geniuses who flame out before ever experiencing the power of their full mind. See, look, this isn't about me telling you to embrace suffering for suffering's sake. It's about seeing the early gritty stages of a company and a venture as an investment into unlocking the most valuable asset, your earned and learned intellect. The world might initially reward the idea, but in the end, it's those who survive long enough who become truly formidable that actually claim that real prize at the end of the day. See, I believe this message needs to be spread far and wide. It's so important to me. Entrepreneurship isn't just for the select few with 180 IQ. It's for those crazy enough to believe they can push themselves, get better every day, outsmart, and outlast the competition over the long haul. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.